Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Thank you, Reverend Michael, for teaching us that. There's
a new territory that I never saw before. Like a fire of transformation breaking through my core, shining in the darkness, I can see the light of day. And this new territory is my strength, it is my way.
Sing that again.
There's a new territory
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Ricky Byers Backlist. It's my first time hearing that song, right? And I'm going to tell you the truth. I was getting a little choked up. You are listening to a very happy, tearful Celeste Morgan on The Celestial Show on Life Conversations Radio Network. And I don't know if you've noticed, if you're my friends on Facebook, and if you're hanging out with me on a Celestial Show fan-like page, I got a lot of love for cancer. This time of Umoja, this time of Great Mother. And it finally hit me, maybe, I don't know, I had this seed rumbling in me, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And then I realized what that seed was. It was the realization and the revelation that since my mother transitioned on December 17, 2005, I've been kind of avoiding the month of July. And you get so used to it in your grief that when you wake up from it, you don't realize how alive you feel. So I'm really connecting astrologically with a lot of energy. And I have some friends who are joining me tonight. I see, I think that's D'Angelo. Yes, D'Angelo Washington, Sweet Tea from D.C., Tanya. Sarah's not a Cancer, but you would think she were. You know, she's a Taurian. That's my Taurian sister. And I have a Pisces sister. And I just realized how much love I have around me. And it is filling my heart right now. Right now. It just keeps growing. Of when people leave their bodies, come a little closer, because this is a fresh download. When people leave their bodies, they are still alive on the other side. The grief is because there is real love there and there is a bond. But when you have somebody in your family who is your best friend and your mother and your brother and your father and all of that, guess what? It's not just them, it's your ancestors too. All of them rallying around you. So I do see the best of life now. Thank you, Ade. So, that was a start from the heart. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and I am celebrating all of my Cancerian friends, but I don't want anybody to feel left out. So the passion that you see me sharing around this time of Cancer, you're going to see it in Leo, and I got some great stuff for you, too. I've got friends who are astrologers. I'm going to talk about them. They're beautiful. I embody the energy, and I pull tools, and I'm eating a lot of great spiritually nourishing food. That is the rebirth of my show and celebration, part one of Linda Lee Harris, my angel guide of a mother. And my daddy, too, and all of my ancestors, and all of your ancestors, and all of us joining in this moment at this sacred time. We are using this moment to grow, to play. Hopefully I can make you laugh, because I got some jokes. But really, the fun way to learn about yourself is what we're going to talk about tonight. And yes, it absolutely relates. I just think I've been eating limitless energy pills, and what those are the theme is the theme for Life Coach Today, and I'm telling you, what a journey. So this is Barry Essentials, I didn't know I was going to get butt naked, but okay. Life and death. That's what this show is. And I got a really special friend joining me, but I want to tell you about what's going on. And he's got a great story. Yes, thank you for that. Thank you. I did say who I am. I love my coach. You know, he's hilarious. Yes, Celeste Morgan on a Celestial Show. But I did need this tip, buddy. Thank you for that, boss. AgapeLive.com is where you can find C the best. Okay, we're okay. We're okay. Breathe. We're just going to feel the energy. I've got so much stuff laid out for you. Let me make sure I say hi to my beautiful, there are guests in the chat room. Hey, family, welcome home. And there are people on the phone lines. D'Angelo's in the house, D'Angelo Washington. Sweet Tea from D.C., Sarah, and all of you that I can't see, thank you. And for those of you listening into the archives, or listening in the archives, I know you feel neglected because I really don't often mention you. But you know what? I tell you guys you're rock stars because you make my showtime work for you. So let me get to some quick housekeeping, and I'm going to introduce a really, really amazing Cancerian male friend of mine. He's just powerful, and I adore him. And he has a ghost story for us. He didn't know I was going to set it up like that. But really, it starts with a feather. So let me get through this housekeeping, and then we'll bring D'Angelo on. This is a great story. I'm so excited. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. We've been following it for a while. So I hope he can remember when we first started to talk about this feather. Yeah. So listen, this is what's going on Life Conversations Radio Network. We are off the chain with limitless energy. Do you see it? Can you see me moving my hands around my body? Like, do you see me? Because, honey, I'm telling you, this ride, you got to hang out on Life Conversations Radio Network. You know, you do anyway. But this is the time. We are popping off over here. And tomorrow, Life Coaching Day will be live on Monday, July 14th at 12 p.m. Eastern with special guest Reverend Linda Boyd for Tapping into Limitless Energy with Reiki. He'll be sharing about his new healing modality with his Reiki master, who is a teacher and a friend. We're going to talk about energy, how to sustain it, how to use it with and in love. And I'll be there around 1 for a celestial moment. Here's a quick tip for you. If 9 is running tonight, because I didn't tell you that yet, the number of completions, then 1 is a fresh start, new beginnings, and it's the time of magician. So the show is divinely ordered with the number in mind, the Eagle Magician. Now, on Tuesday, you can join Life Coach Today at his other home on 12radio.com at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern. Join him for Soul Food for Your Consciousness on Transformation Tuesday. Get ready for a Life Coach Today on the spot. Do you know what that means? You mention a topic, any topic. You write it in the chat room, right? Or, even better yet, you feeling brave, call in on the phone line, and he'll download your answer on the spot. There's going to be a party in a chat room because you know I'm going to be there. I'm not going to miss out. So make sure you join Life Coach Today on Soul Food for Your Consciousness on Tuesday for Life Coach Today on the spot. And I'm going to tell him too, and he's going to bring that right over here home because we're going to cut up. We got 2 hours to just play with us. Yep, I said it. It's so been proclaimed. Then on Tuesday night, come on back over for Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson on Living in a Yes on Life Conversations Radio Network at 9 p.m. Eastern. She is focusing on truth as a spiritual quality. They say that truth will make you free, but which truth? Join the conversation and find out. Participation leads to activation. And then come on down on Thursdays for Mbasa Safira on the Play Experience, passionately loving and appreciating you every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And don't forget to join me every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for who knows what's going to unfold, the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, where I explore numerology and tarot and spirits and angels and whoever else wants to come to the party. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com for more information about these shows. And for Life Coach Today's show on Tuesday, go to 12radio.com. Whew. All right. I think that's it. So let me tell you a story. Call in for a tarot reading tonight because I'm on fire. Come on. If you didn't release anything yesterday for the super moon, full moon release, let's go to the cards and see what they recommend you release. Won't that be fun? 347-426-3346. You are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. My special guest tonight is a very dear and personal friend. His name is D'Angelo Washington, and he's a school counselor in Charles County, Maryland. Okay, first, props for having a male figure in the school. He started out as a teacher, and now he's a school counselor. And I'm going to stop right there and invite him on, and he can finish it for us. D'Angelo, how you doing, darling?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I know what time you said that you wanted to step in, so forgive me.
Oh,
I had a
little
moment before the show. Okay, so D'Angelo and I know each other because we worked for an agency that worked with youth, and we've been the bestest of friends ever since. And he's also, besides being my feather person, to talk about a feather right now, he's also my representation of the beauty of Cancerian love in a male role model. You like that, D?
I do. I don't know if I can live up to that setup. Nice.
Whatever, dude. So do me a favor. Tell my listeners, everybody give him love. Tell my listeners the story about this feather, and don't leave anything out.
All right. Well, first let me say I'm happy to be able to call in and be a part of this discussion, especially dealing with feathers, because they are very special to me. And the story you're referring to goes back to my first year working as a school counselor at my current middle school in Charles County. It's back in 2010 during the winter storm we had that pretty much shut the area down for about a week. My particular school was closed for a full week. Not even our maintenance workers were allowed to be in the building. When I was able to return to work, it was evident that no one had
D'Angelo?
Hello.
I'm so sorry, honey. Go back. You got it. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty, but you're good. We hear you. Continue with your story.
Start
where the maintenance men weren't allowed in because of the snowstorm of 2010. Thank you, dear.
No worries. No worries at all.
No, this is my friend. I love you, man. All right,
again,
go ahead.
It was evident that there had been no one in the building because there was a buildup of trash and other things showing that there was no one present. I was the first one in my office for the morning, and when I walked in, mind you, I have an office where there are no windows. It's only a single door, not even a closet. I walked into my office, and behind my desk was one lone turkey feather. Of course, I was baffled by it. I didn't know where it came from. We didn't have wild turkeys running around the building. So, you know, I just presented the story to different people in the building once they arrived, and everyone else was baffled. And there was one particular teacher who worked in one of our woodshop classes who said he had found a strange discovery in his classroom when he had returned after the storm as well. He had found broken beads from what looked like a Native American headdress on his floor. So this had just confused everyone because they didn't know what happened. So I wanted to learn more. I was appreciative for the feather, didn't know why it was there, but I still honored it by, you know, actually having, I kind of set up thumbtacks on my wall so that it can be hung, almost like an award of some sort on my wall, but just to, you know, show appreciation for what was given to me. But I wanted to know where it came from. So I started to researched different Native American tribes in the area, see if there was some type of tribal council organization nearby. And I did find one, and I did reach out to that organization. I left a couple of voicemails and emails and didn't get a response. When I was able to call back a few days later, I reached the secretary and told her about the story, and she actually told me honestly that despite the story that I probably wouldn't get a response from anyone who worked at the council because they had had experiences with others who were outside of their tribe who had presented stories in a lot of cases that turned out to be false just to be able to take ideas and stories from their culture and use them for their own purposes. So they're very selective on who they shared their stories and their rituals and their beliefs with. They pretty much kept it within their tribe. So even to this day, I haven't been able to receive a full understanding as to why that feather was left in my office. And from what I'm hearing, I was the only one in the entire school building who had something like that left in their office or in their space. So I think that's pretty much the whole story there.
Okay. I want to make sure that we can keep up because there's some people who joined us who may not have caught it. So,
okay.
D'Angelo, what I understand is there is no human that could have been in that building during the snowstorm.
Not at all. The amount of snow that had fallen was so bad that not even the maintenance workers could get onto the grounds.
Okay. Do you remember how many inches that storm was? Because, you know, in D.C., we're absolutely hilarious, you know. Like, when I was in D.C. schools and it snowed, we just got mad at Maryland schools because y'all got out for everything. So it's not unusual that they will shut down schools in certain counties. That's not unusual in Maryland.
No.
What is unusual was the amount of inches for the snow. It was a big snow. And if no human could get in, here's the question. How did a turkey that y'all didn't even know was around?
Exactly. And, speaking to some of the maintenance workers in the building, they told me that they had seen in the past, it's not a common thing, but they saw wild turkeys in the fields, in the back of the school, with the football fields and areas where the kids had PE. But it wasn't a common thing to see them there. But again, you said, they wouldn't be running around in the building wild and free.
No. So I have some tools that I have shared some of it with you, but I want to share it with my listeners because all y'all jive turkeys. Every single one of you to your head jive turkey life coach a day. Yeah, you a turkey. Tanya, you a turkey. Sarah, all y'all turkeys. I'm a turkey.
Watch your mouth.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you stay right there in the room, turkey. Yeah, you stay right there. You don't have to say nothing. I'm not going to make you talk. D'Angelo, that's Life Coach today. Life Coach today, that's D'Angelo. You a turkey. You a turkey. It's so much fun. Especially when you're a kid of the 70s. You jive turkey. You know what? You're going to wear that with honor. Life Coach today already. No, because he raid medicine cards. In case y'all didn't know, he does. But the feather, D'Angelo, when you said that, was it like a gift or an award or something? That is right on time. The turkey's number in medicine cards, my brother, is 31. You add 31, you get 4. I see an emperor, but we're not playing with tarot right now. We're just going to stay strictly on medicine cards with Jamie Sams and what they had to say about the turkey. First of all, there is an amazing chant, and I'm calling every single one of us turkeys. So I want you to receive your turkey medicine, gobble, 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 gobble. And this is the chant for the turkey. Ho, brother turkey, so freely you give of everything that you are so others may truly live. I thank God for each and every one of you because I know that you are serious about lifting your vibration. But you know what, D'Angelo, your birthday present is me basically calling you out as being a turkey. knowing that your work and how you live and what you do is so powerful that I'm going to tell you who put that feather in your office. It was an ancestor spirit because he's got native blood in him too. But also I think there's a strong connection with the tribe. And we're not saying the tribe only because it really identifies where D'Angelo lives, but it is connected to very strong divine woman energy. Okay, it's a powerful tribe, and their time on that land was till 1735. But what did I tell you? They're still alive on the other side, and this is the message, the personal feather message. I also would put angels in this group. We're talking about messengers. Who are the ones who are messengers who remind us of our divinity while we're walking this path we're on right now? And so when you find a feather or you see a rock or you see those pennies, yes, they're divine messages. Stop doubting it anymore. The veil's thin anyway, y'all. I mean, I know there are people who will back me up. The veil is very thin because I feel like all I got to do is blink and time's slow or goes fast. But let's get to the turkey because I can go. You know I can go, Dee. Anyway, this is the turkey. Just a little bit, not all of it, but you can find it online. And I will put this link in the chat room so you guys could get your medicine because you're hearing it, which means like attracts like. So you're a turkey too. So the turkey is actually thought to be the giveaway eagle or south eagle of many native peoples. The philosophy of giveaway was practiced by many tribes. Simply stated, it is the deep and abiding recognition of the sacrifices of both self and others. People in modern-day society who have many times more than they need should study noble turkey who sacrifices itself so that we may live. In turkey's death, we have our life. Honor turkey. Now, you want to know who has turkey medicine? I want to know if this sounds like you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know it's you. I want them to feel it, too. You got the feather. You all of this.
That's what I'm hoping.
No, wait. Pause. Break. I know you got some place to be, so I'm going to wrap this up. But D'Angelo, when I'm proud of you. Oh, thank you, Bo. What I'm telling you is to have such a supernatural event with a feather in your office means that you were gifted that feather, means that everything that I'm saying is already yours. You don't have to hope for it. See, perhaps that's why you got the message, because you needed the physical proof, and you have a story that nobody can take away from you. So I'm just giving you what certain native people say about the turkey. And when I get to this part, I already say, yeah, that's D'Angelo. And that's Life Coach Today, and that's Sarah, and that's Sweet Tea, and that's Lulu. Lulu, I see your question. I've got great stuff for you on 777. It's coming up after the break. But anyway, all of this is us, but you're the representative. I would definitely say your spirit animal is the turkey. Now, people, we're going to dust our shoulders real quick. We're going to pump out our chest for a minute. I know everybody want to be humble, but I want you to feel yourself. Here goes. The medicine of many saints and mystics. Celebrate if you have turkey medicine. Your virtues are many. You have transcended self. You act and react on the behalf of others. You aspire to help those who need help. This is not out of some sense of self-righteous moralism or religious guilt. Help and sustenance is given by turkey out of the realization that all life is sacred. It is knowing that the great spirit resides within all. It is an acknowledgement that what you do for others, you do for yourself. Turkey medicine rests in true ego and enlightenment. Doing unto others and feeding the people is the message of all true spiritual systems. Depending of how turkey is aspected in your cards, you are being given a gift. This gift could be spiritual, material, or even intellectual. The gift may be great or small, but it's never insignificant. Congratulations. You may have just won a lottery, or the gift may be a beautiful sunset or the smell of a fragrant flower. On the other hand, you may feel the spirit of giving growing within you and wanting you to share with others. That is the turkey. That is what you are. That's what you all are who's listening right now. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, D'Angelo. What do you do for a living, turkey? What do you do for a living, turkey?
I am a middle school counselor. Gobble, gobble.
I love you, and you make me proud.
Well, thank you. Same for you.
Thank you for sharing your story tonight. It's so beautiful. And then I give you the background about that tribe I found, and you're going to love the stories.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, bro. Happy birthday, Cancer.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to share my story.
Oh, honey, it's my pleasure. And for my Native friends who didn't get to hear it, I'll make sure that they hear it too so that they can add their 2 cents. So we'll have more for you. You got that? All right. Thank you, D'Angelo. Oh, I need some water. What about you? We're going to take a quick break right after these messages.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussman, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family, too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I hope you got your refreshments. I've taken a deep breath. Here, welcome to take another one with me. Let's do it together, shall we? Slide of energy. That felt good. Okay, so a lot of energy. And the main purpose of this show is to give you some fun tools to play with. The first lesson on Bayer Essentials, Life and Death, when life and death are involved, is to pay attention. What if D'Angelo had thrown that feather away and didn't understand nature? I'm so grateful, and he still has it. And I see my baby sister has joined us, and in case she didn't get any, baby sis, you a turkey too. Now, if she missed what that's about, she's going to be like, did you just call me a turkey? Yes, I did. Okay. Number 31. I also have to remember to put that link in the chat room. I'll make sure I do that for you. Lulu has asked a question about 777. I want to get that for her, but I just want to add some, like, a little bit of what we're going to cover for the rest of our time, only to be interrupted if somebody would like for me to go to the cards. But don't you worry. I've got plenty of stuff here to keep us all busy and to keep us happy. Lulu, in case I do run out of time, which I won't, let me tell you, if you scroll, you're going to have to do some scrolling. But if you go to July 7, 2014 on my Facebook wall, I have intensive stuff about 777. That was the number running last Monday, and it's heightened angel numbers, which actually does tie in because the feather really represents the angels for me now. It's kind of funny because I've done my research and I understand that angels were not first portrayed as being winged creatures, and it came from some other cultures first, just like Egypt. You know, you got Isis, and then the Greco-Roman thing got in on the feathers, and then all of a sudden our angels got feathers. Here's where I stand, though, on all wings and feathers. I believe that they are ancestral. You know, I believe that our ancestors find many ways of communicating with us, and D'Angelo happens to be employed on sacred ground, and he received his award of the turkey feather. You receive awards, too, every day that you're probably walking over and missing. There are a lot of psychics who say this information, but maybe you need to hear it from my voice, too. You see a penny on the ground? It's an ancestral message. Now, there's more, but, yeah, we'll get to that later. So let's really go through, how are you feeling? How was the full moon for you? How was that release? And are you still holding on to stuff? Because I'm hoping to help you let go. Hold on loosely. By 38 Special, Don't Let Go. I heard that song when I woke up this morning. It was really powerful. And then the next thing I know, tarot.com posted the Queen of Swords, and there's that Hold On Loosely again. So I heard it as a song this morning, and then it ended up on my wall today. So be really conscious of the messages that you're receiving, particularly if it's similar. That's strong, whichever way you want to define your guides, not really into labels, but I'm just noticing that there are lots of messages coming through, and the ancestors can get through to people when we pay attention. Bayer Essentials, Life and Death. I'm talking about understanding that it's just the other side. When somebody in your family releases their physical body, they have simply transformed energies. But the love that you feel and you connected with, that does not die. Period. And I had a revelation about that tonight, and I'm really grateful for it. So what is the energy running today, and what are the things that are coming up? We have full moon in Capricorn energy. It's still flowing. And I thought it was interesting that in this season of summer and sun, that it might feel strange to talk about death, but on the other side of the world is fall right now. So seasons are happening concurrently, and I'm celebrating the time of Cancer. And one of my favorite people who I have so many favorite Cancerians. So by the time I get to Leo, you're like, that's like one of my favorite Leo representatives. They'll know. I mean, you guys will know because I'm going to go in on embodying the energy of the season. This is the season of water. This is the season of mother love for all the people around you who are Cancers or Cancerians. See if this matches what you know about them as great mother. Now, if I told you that Mark Husson at Hay House Radio, soon to be heading back home to 1-2 Radio, with a Cancer, we'd all be like, oh, of course he is. And he is. Really powerful, loving, great teacher. Oh, my gosh, I also discovered that Mary McLeod Bethune's birthday, she's a Cancer. Spelman College started as a started during a Cancerian time in July. Really? Okay. The Aries over here is flexing because he's like, why we say it? Hey, house, it's 1-2 Radio. Mark will be home on August 5th on 1-2radio.com, and they are all cutting up over there on 1-2 Radio, and I'm happy for y'all. And I'm happy for me with 1-2 Radio, too, because I'm going to weave what I'm talking about life and death and messages and making sure we pay attention to our ancestors, because that feels like a really strong message. And then, Lulu, I will play with you about 777. But if you go to Monday, July 7th on my wall, you will find like a pictorial explanation of what I'm talking about. But as for now, we're going to play with the number 9, Louis Otero at... on 1-2 Radio is an angel intuitive, and he guest hosted for a show that I don't get to hear Louis live. And I saw this card called the 9 of Gabriel on Louis's wall like maybe 2 weeks ago, and I'm going to tell you, I was drawn to it. I was like, this thing is amazing, right? Okay. And then on the guest show that Louis guest hosted, two of the people that were working with him were working with the same deck. Guess they pulled the same card, 9 of Gabriel. And since 9, the number of completion, is running today, I want to highlight that. He's on the wall, on my wall. You'll see it, or you'll see it on Celestial like page, which you're going to like and you're going to tell your friends about. So, you know, you could follow. It's almost like I got a scrapbook to go with my show now. But the 9 of Gabriel is amazing. And instead of going through all the things, okay, I'll do it for you real quick. 9 is the butterfly in medicine cards, and 9 represents completion. The butterfly represents transformation. 9 is ruled by Mars. And 9 also has a very beautiful new way of me understanding the 9 of Gabriel, which is really like, if you want to know for your tarot cards, it would be the 9 of Wands. Okay? So, I'm really grateful for having this Gabriel conversation because I don't know if you know this about me, but I really had a hard time, taking angels and fairies seriously. I can only say it now so proudly because I got over that. And if you keep trying to deny the existence of something, what they say, what you resist persists. And I got too many angel stories to fight it anymore. So I want to play with you around angel identity, around life and death and getting messages, because they don't stop talking to just those who are alive. And I discovered, I discovered something really funny about me. I saw the 9 of Gabriel. I thought it was really beautiful, right? And I was wondering, all outside of me, who could Gabriel be as a guardian angel? You know, who in my crew? Like, I felt like I did some little bit of research, because you can go online and get the angel of the week, but I would have somebody over at 1-2 Radio confirm online what they say. For me, I know it's Gabriel, who is my guardian angel. It feels right. It makes perfect sense that he is a divine communicator. My name is Celeste. It means heavenly. I don't have to prove it to you. I know it. It feels so good, too, to say it publicly. So I fell in love with this card, Nine of Gabriel, and then I jumped on this app and checked a couple of different places. And I then checked out my angel of the day, which means I was born on a Monday. I was born on a moon day, and the Archangel Gabriel is in charge of Monday and all people who are born on Monday. And I went, that's it, you're my man. So silly. I love me. But it's true. And then when I saw his depiction in a very native way, well, what can I say? Some of my best people and friends have guided me on this trail of life. And while I don't claim to hold a card or anything, I claim to be a girl who was very aware that she grew up on sacred land. And that's the part of me that knows that there were angels watching over me when I was in Southeast. For reasons that will come out in my book, it will be out at the end of the year, but I've had a lot of dangerous situations where I was miraculously taken care of. And I think it has a lot to do with the land, and I think it has a lot to do with the energy of ancestors. The current news reports, if you look up where I grew up in Anacostia, will not reflect that. But there are people who are in tune. There are people who understand appreciating the land. And one of them is on the line right now. I'm not going to make him talk, but he basically was the one who confirmed for me, oh, you can hear trees? Because I never had anybody to talk to. So the bare essentials of life and death are these for me. Build a community that respects you and loves you as you are. Because when you feel yourself needing to, like, suppress, that's trouble. Lulu, then you can have Gabriel too. Lulu just said, I was born on Monday. Then your angel, archangel, is Gabriel. Now you go look that up and confirm my notes. But yeah, cut Gabriel in the house for Lulu and everybody born on Monday. anyway, moving on. Okay, there's something else I wanted to give you guys too, but that's where the feather comes in, and there is a beautiful depiction. But the person on the line who is my teacher who connected me the labels to the stories that I was telling is Don Wolf, Keeper Stories of Washington, D.C. He has been my teacher and has walked with me for like 20 years, and he still likes me. He likes me. So thank you, Flacco. Seriously, in all seriousness, I appreciate you and how you show up in my life. Okay, now, are you ready? I'm so excited about this right now. Well, I should give you something else, but I want to tell you, I told you that I promised that I would have like a metaphysical movie rundown for you, like what's coming out. There's some great stuff coming out right now. I had a good time at the movies with my friend Sarah. We went to go see Tammy. It's rentable. I liked it, though. I liked it a lot because there were messages. It's you know what? They don't do this in the trailer or they don't let you know. It's a goofy movie. But it's got lots of mommy messages. So if your mommy's on the other side, it's actually a good movie to watch because you'll remember that life is an adventure. You know, you'll remember how we're supposed to take care of each other and how we used to take care of each other. I was very moved. And as a numerologist, I had to pull my journal out because the address, because I'm not going to give away the plot, but the address on the house was like 1005, which equals 14, and that's my mother's birth card. 14-5. So I was like, oh, there's my message. And I take it as seriously as that. Like, this is something I really need to watch and pay attention to. The numbers are right there. You know, 1805. That's temperance and tarot and the high priest. So I received it as a divine message from my mom. And the message I want you to receive for Gabriel as we come so close. What happened to the time? Here's the message from Gabriel on this card, Nine of Gabriel. stay determined and move forward. Be prepared for any possibility, environmental activism. The suit of Gabriel represents the aspect of our lives where we take action. Creativity and passion combine in order to empower us to make our dreams come true. So that's the nine of Gabriel, and I got acquainted with that card this week, which was really beautiful. 777, here I come over to you, woo-woo, right now. That's from the Archangel Power Tarot cards. The artist is Jeff Bedrick. And I don't know if you can hear this dog, but my cat's not happy. So if you hear that, you know, it's all good. 777. I'm going to go outside and see what's going on. Okay. All right, I got it. All is well. All is well. I'm just going to step in the chat room real quick. Tamara Joyce in the house. Hey, girl, how cinnamon. I know, I'm silly. Oh, good. She's checking it out. Okay, let me see if I can leave a little something. Okay, here's some things you need to watch out for or get excited about. Power Peak C.A. Brooks has communicated that the Jupiter is going to be making some serious moves this week, and you definitely want to check that out at powerpeak.com. It's getting expansive, and everybody is getting excited when Jupiter goes into Leo. It's going to be off the chain. Got it. Okay. The medicine, the focus of this show is to get you a little bit of direction about where you want to go. Also to have some fun with some practical tools. Some of the things that we talked about tonight was the turkey story. All y'all jive turkeys. Go back to the beginning if you don't know what that means. But it's the great giveaway. And the turkey feather, or the turkey in particular, its medicine, is that of mystics and saints, so saith Jamie Sams of the medicine cards. The other piece that I really want you to remember about life and death is that our ancestors are hungry for channels to come through. And I'm talking about the channels that are ready to lift the vibration, because you watch the news and so do I. I want to give you a break from the news, but clearly there's some work that we need to focus on and do, and it is a matter of life and death. Not your life is whether you're going to decide to live or die, but you can die, you know, alive. You could be alive and be dead. And it's not the zombie fascination that everybody thinks is going to happen. It's like living a numbless, flavorless, passionless life. Will take your life force and your joy. And you need a little candy every now and then to taste the sweetness and enjoy it. You know? So bare essentials are barely just on the bare essentials. Take care of yourself and focus your attention around things you love. Stay in your lane. Stop the rubbernecking. Nobody's got time. And for the direction that you're getting ready to go into, it's going to be quite a journey. You want all your tools. You want all your skills. You want to let go on this full moon with this number nine running tonight and wake up to the magician tomorrow. So thank you for joining me tonight. You mean so much to me. I want you to mean that much to yourself. And as I always like to say, in honor of one of my favorite DJs, Casey Kasem, I want you to keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. Reach for the stars by joining Life Coach Today tomorrow on Tapping into Limitless Energy with Reverend Linda Boyd. Yeah, let's get our what do they call them? I'm not really a Star Wars. Okay, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop right now. But I will tell you this. I do want to take you on an adventure in paradise with Michael Bernard Beckwith. Thank you, Life Coach Today. I did thank you for all that you've done. Thank you to you for listening. I'll catch you next week. We'll see what else unfolds. Good night. As we're lifted up into the spiritual dome.
of divine and ultimate reality. As we bank in that domain, we bring heaven to earth as a spiritual practice. Wake up and say to yourself, I'm taking an adventure in paradise. And guess what? I'm taking you with me. I'm activating my spiritual stimulus package. I'm taking an adventure in paradise. Your stimulus package begins with an awareness that you're sourced and fueled and funded by a renewable resource which is within you. It never runs out. It is your essence. It's your life. Your divine spiritual stimulus package is activating the gift of divinity within you. But you may express them. You will express them beyond your wildest imagination. And joy, joy breaks out all over the real source. Feel it in your bones. Take a holy breath and say to yourself, I'm taking an adventure in paradise. And guess what? I'm taking you with me. I'm activating my spiritual stimulus package. I'm taking an adventure in paradise. In order to have this stimulus package, stop looking outside for help. Become still and listen. Listen with that inner ear. Life is everywhere. Joy is everywhere. Love is everywhere. Why don't we see that?
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.